Hello, everybody. My name is Michael, as Raja kindly mentioned. And yes, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my own sort of personal experience of, is there more to relationship with God? What this is not is a step-by-step instruction on how to have the perfect Christian life, because I am not remotely qualified to tell you how to do that. It's going to be some of my own reflections on how just God has been good to me in my life and how he has helped me to maintain relationship with him. It's going to be a bit of a theme, I hope, that God does most of the work here. So who am I? I am, again, Michael. I am a member of the Antioch community. I am the husband of Lizzie, who's looking after children in the back room, and the father of little James, who's running around, and we're expecting another one in a few weeks, which is very exciting. I was thinking a bit about what was I going to say. And I was thinking initially, you know, what does it mean to have a relationship with God? One of those things you don't really think about until someone asks you to talk about it. And I was thinking, actually, just really fundamentally, it's just knowing that God loves me. That's kind of it, really. He cares about me. He cares about the mundane aspects of my day. He cares about, you know, did I get enough sleep last night? He cares about silly things at work. That's kind of really what sort of my experience has been. So I'll give a bit of a brief sort of overview of kind of what do I do? What does my kind of daily life look like, especially when it pertains to talking to God? And then I'm just going to give a sort of assortment of little ways in which I've experienced God's goodness in my own life. So I, as mentioned, have a young child, which means I don't get a lot of sleep, and I don't have very much free time. I work in the office in Liverpool Street most days, so I get on the train nice and early. I try and say some prayers and listen to some affirming stuff, sort of scripture readings of the day, and I try and, you know, say some intercession prayers during that time. Sometimes it goes very well, sometimes I'm half asleep. I work during the day, I come home, we say prayers as a family around our meal times. We pray for James when we put him to bed, which is always good. And then Lizzie and I always make a point of praying together before we go to sleep. None of it is particularly transcendental or complicated. I think it's the kind of the... I feel it when I don't do it. So I suppose that's kind of one good thing that I've managed to do, is to sort of build a little bit of a routine over many years of striving and trying and failing. That's kind of what it looks like. I mean, that may seem very familiar to a lot of people, or some of that may seem a bit alien. If you go to church, you know, surely that's enough. But I suppose I've really experienced, we sung a few songs about how great God's love is. And I suppose what I've really experienced is, if I give God just a little bit extra, even a, you know, barely worth mentioning extra bit, he really repays me far more than I gave to him. So, yeah, I just thought I'd give a few little anecdotes in my own life of how I've experienced me giving a little bit and God giving much more back. Something that happened in the last few weeks was at work, you know, as things happen sometimes, there was a relationship that was difficult. I can be a bit opinionated sometimes, and one of my colleagues is also rather opinionated. And we were butting heads, and we weren't getting anywhere, and we were winding each other up. And then I just thought, you know, this is going nowhere. I just need to pray about this. And spent some time praying about it. I asked Lizzie to pray, my wife, for those who don't know. I think I already mentioned that. So we prayed about it. And then this guy and I had a conversation that week, and we just had an honest conversation, a frank conversation, and said, basically, yes, we find each other difficult, but we're going to try and work well together. And that was just, you know, a very mundane day-to-day example of, I just decided to include God in something, and he helped. You know, I saw something happen as a result of it. Full disclosure, working with this guy isn't easy sometimes. And I'm sure he would say the same about me. But things are definitely better. And I really attribute that to just prayer. And just, yeah, I didn't have to include God in that. And he wasn't, you know, there was no sort of command from on high that I have to ask him about this. But I you know, just decided one day to do that. And I really saw God work. Another way that I've experienced God's love is near my work. I work in central London, and nearby there's a little Catholic church called St. Mary Moorfields, and some of you may be familiar. And it's just been a real sort of oasis for me. It's a way that I've experienced God being available for me, and I think that's kind of a big part of someone who's a good person to be in a relationship with, is if they make time for you. And I find that if I make time for God and, you know, don't eat lunch at my desk or something and just go and actually spend some time in the church praying to God, even 5 minutes, I always find, oh, he's here and he's available. And whenever I make time for him, he always has time for me. And that's something that's been sort of, it always strikes me. I manage to forget it almost every time. But whenever I go back, I always go, thank you, God, that you are just available for me. Whenever I make time for you, you always have time for me. So that's been something I've found very special. A specific example of this was recently. We had a little scare with the baby. Everything was fine. He was just being sneaky and kicking in the wrong place. But we had a little scare, and I just went into the church and just was praying. And just asking God to intervene and asking God for help. And yeah, everything was fine. Again, in that moment, I just really experienced God being available for me. And, you know, there are billions of people and there are billions of babies. And there are so many more sort of big and important things going on in the world. But I just experienced that God had time for this little moment in an ordinary person's life. Another way that I experience him being close and available is the area of gratitude. I find it very easy to moan about things and to find problems in things. My work is coming up a lot in this sharing, I'm now realizing. I was moaning about my work to my wife and to God. And then I decided, you know, actually, there's a lot of good things. And I just decided, you know, I'm going to be grateful and I'm going to thank God, even if I don't feel very thankful right now. And once again, I gave, you know, just some begrudging thanks for God's incredible graciousness to me. And then it really, I just felt my perspective change. I felt, God just step in and change the way I was seeing the situation. And that was, yeah, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, but I gave a little bit of half-hearted something to God, and he gave me something that I didn't deserve, but did need. Another way, and so, yeah, these are all just very sort of everyday little things that I see the Lord working in. Another is just my family. For example, my my little one-year-old, who I don't know if he can hear me over the intercom in the little children's room, but he is great. And sometimes I really, when I stop and sort of think about him and what is God doing in him, I actually see the Lord working in him. He's only one. He doesn't know necessarily that the Lord is working through him, but he is. An example I see is just he reminds me, Jesus says, you know, you should be like a little child before me. And that's kind of we've kind of all heard that, I suspect, and we've heard things like that. But it's kind of, it brings it home in a different way to actually see, oh, that's actually what a little child is like. Totally trusting, totally themselves, no hidden agendas, no... he's very funny. He's just completely himself. He's completely reliant, completely dependent. When he's happy, he's completely happy. When he's upset, he's very, very upset. And he's just, yeah, and it reminds me that that's what I should be like before God. And these are, again, just a little way in which, you know, I decide to let God in a small little corner of my everyday life. And I see him change my perspective. I see him change a situation. I see him just be available to me. So, yeah, I kind of wanted to bring this back around to the question of, you know, is there more to relationship with God? And that's just kind of what I mean by relationship. You know, it's when you think of a relationship with a person, it's not kind of, it's not hypothetical. It's not something that sort of sounds nice on paper, but you don't experience. It's about having time for each other. It's not about kind of one-off moments, but it's about the everyday and what does it look like in the everyday. So yeah, I see God in my everyday life, and it's not because I'm a particularly excellent Christian. It's not because I've been set apart for a special mission or something. Well, I suppose I have. We all have. But it's just because God just loves me. God sees all these things which I don't think are important, but God thinks they're important because they're important to me. And I don't really have a whole lot more to say, to be honest. I want to leave you with is that God also cares about the normal boring things in your life and the stresses and the joys and the concerns and the things that you don't think are important, but God thinks they're important because he loves you. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.